1.5 million are affected by a cyclone in Pakistan. Venezuela's Islamic Alliance raises concerns for a ministry. And HCJB Global marks a tragedy with the blessing of a life well lived. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Cyclone Yemen and subsequent heavy rains have hit Pakistan, affecting millions. The storm, packing 130-kilometer winds, destroyed homes and much more. World Vision is there, helping the victims. World Vision's Donna Pallad says,
there are still 1.5 million people affected by the disaster in 14 districts in Balochistan province and 4 in Sindh province. There are about 250 people dead and the same number missing. And up to 150,000 people are homeless.
It could get worse with the monsoon season approaching. While World Vision is a Christian organization, that's not affecting their work.
We are very open about our Christian identity. Our faith in God and our values are a bridge of communication. We build trust when these people understand why we came here to serve.
Funding is needed to help them with their 9-month intervention. Next, Venezuela is allying with Iran in a united front against the West. Global Advance's David Shibley says their visit next week is fitting in light of growing animosity toward Christianity and America.
We believe that it's an ideal time to encourage pastors, to equip them, realizing that North American missionaries may be very limited in the future from even access into Venezuela. We believe now is ideal. Or encouraging the church, maintaining ongoing partnership with them.
Shibley says staying linked with key church leaders is critical to the health of the church in Venezuela.
We also need to continue to do all that we can to put a vision in the hearts and tools in the hands of the pastors within these nations, because even if all North American missionaries were no longer granted access into Venezuela, the church remains. Those national pastoral leaders remain. We need to enter in spiritually to the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Venezuela, but also pray for them that they will seize this opportunity for the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Over the last 2 years, Uzbekistan's government has expelled most foreign groups. For Operation Mobilization, that meant all of their international team members were forced to leave. That has forced OM to close down their 16-year-old ministry in Uzbekistan. Their team has partnered with others to train, empower, and disciple many new believers so the church continues to grow. Praise God for the growing Uzbek church and pray that it would flourish and endure. Meanwhile, Native American youth are looking to share hope with thousands of their people this summer. MNN's Joel Hill has more.
Dozens of young people leave Ron Hutchcraft Ministries Warrior Leadership Summit with a distinct purpose, leading their people to Christ.
Well, I went last year and I had such an incredible time witnessing to people, and I really enjoyed seeing what God can do, seeing what prayer He is able to answer in miraculous ways, and just from my experiences last year and how God moved and how it felt so amazing to be able to reach out to other people, that's why I want to go again, is to just to witness.
Kazi is an Ojibwe from Minnesota, one of 19 tribal representatives making up the Summer of Hope teams. She prays sharing her hope story will help other Native Americans see Jesus as more than a white man's God. And she asks for prayer for open hearts and opportunities to talk about the transforming power of Jesus Christ. I'm Joel Hill for Mission Network News in Roche, Missouri.
And a memorial service is planned today for 42-year-old Keisha Tan of HCJB Global. Police suspect that a former boyfriend killed Tan in the ministry's parking lot last Wednesday in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He's in custody, facing murder charges. Prior to her death, Tan, a senior accountant at HCJB, had been working on a citywide effort to network African-American churches for global missions. She's survived by two daughters, aged 19 and 13 years old. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devon Webb's CD, The Path. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.